Right now, Juno's Cold Weather Emergency Shelter is operating downtown in a building that usually houses an arts and culture center. And the city could keep it there, but federal CARES Act funds are now available that would allow the city to buy a building. So in July, city officials put out a call to see if any building owners were interested in selling. Three reached out, and the cheapest was the Bill Ray Center. It's a two-story commercial office building sandwiched between a laundromat and a bank. It's within walking distance of downtown, and it's valued at just over $1.1 million. The city also reached out to the neighborhood associations closest to the three buildings being considered. And that's when Melani Shivens got involved.
I'm the head of the Flats Families Neighborhood Association. And yes, I live in the Flats. I was actually raised here, so I've been in the Flats for on and off for 47 years.
The Flats is a neighborhood near downtown that includes the Bill Ray Center. Shivens runs a local data and economic analysis company, and she put together a data-heavy PowerPoint presentation for her meeting with the city.
Yeah, I tend to think visually, so I wanted to come in with some sort of visual slides so that those who were thinking about moving forward to Bill Ray could sort of really easily visualize how close the Bill Ray is to schools and playgrounds in the neighborhood.
It's a really dense residential neighborhood.
And also we've got 7 schools and 6 playgrounds that are all kind of just really clustered in that area.
She calls it the world's most kid-friendly neighborhood. She says there are about 1,300 children who attend school there. There's even a graph showing 7 years worth of data on how many hundreds of trick-or-treaters use the neighborhood each year. And ultimately, Shivens questions whether the Bill Ray Center is the best location for a cold weather housing because of all the children nearby. I asked Shivens why it's a problem for children to be near people experiencing homelessness. And first, she says she wants to make it clear that while she does head up the neighborhood association, she doesn't speak for everyone who lives in the Flats. Then she says that homelessness is not monolith. There are a lot of reasons why people may end up unhoused. But in her view, the people who are using the cold weather shelter are generally not allowed in the Glory Hall or in other types of housing the city offers.
Because of significant drug use or significant mental health issues, maybe because of overcrowding of those facilities or maybe choice. But it ends up being a different type of homeless population.
Shivens says she has a lot of compassion and sees a lot of compassion from her neighbors for the vulnerability of people who are unsheltered. But she wants to make sure the city is considering all of its options. Outside of the Glory Hall shelter downtown, Dave Lane digs through his things to find a scarf for a friend who's in a rush to catch the bus.
He needed a leash to get his dog on the bus.
That scarf would be a perfect leash.
Lane uses the cold weather emergency shelter. And he is surprised by the news that the city is considering purchasing a building for a new shelter, but he's not surprised that people are pushing back about where it could be located. Lane says a lot of times people in Juneau are compassionate right up until it becomes clear that they'll have to be close to homeless populations, and then it becomes an argument of...
Not around me, not in my neighborhood.
And Lane says that mentality isn't compassionate, that it divides people.
They don't want this place to look like a hobo town. But it's not. And if their passion, compassion to some of these people would exist, these people wouldn't exist how they do.
He says he knows when he's being judged just for being seen.
Fighting a battle of keep him out of my neighborhood or just any form of abrasiveness, as soon as most of the people feel that, well, they're going to be more uptight. They're going to be rougher.
And he pushed back against the idea that homeless people shouldn't be near children. He fears that shielding kids from that reality will raise another generation with no tolerance.
I would much rather have children walk by and not even see us, in the sense of it's common, it's normal. I've been around that my whole life. I want them to be compassionate.
Lane says he doesn't understand why the city reached out to neighborhood associations, but not to people actually using the shelter. Lane says they should put up flyers at the Glory Hall homeless shelter and other places in town where people can see them.
And then get people at least to think about it, you know, whether they're actually going to get riled up or passionate and get to the meeting, at least have the opportunity to.
The city has received a handful of other letters of interest since it extended the deadline, including one from the owner of a building about 8 miles from downtown. They haven't scheduled another meeting to hear from the public about a new shelter yet. In Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.